Yeah, if you want the, you know, if you want the touristy experience, you can go up to Frankenmuth. The place that you're talking about is gone. I'm almost certain I know the place you're talking about. A place that's, you know, if you don't mind going into the city, and it's quite safe, the Rathskeller, down at like 6 and, what is it, 6 and Livernois or something, and I have to look it up, but highly recommend it. One of the oldest German bar restaurants in Detroit, and you know, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of sketchy in the neighbor around it, but you know, they got a whole fenced off walled in parking lot. It's pretty secure. We've been down there with the wife and everything, and so Rathskeller is definitely one to try to get in. All right, anyhow, can't help you other than that. Little Cafe is gone down on Gratiot and what was that, Houston Whittier, I think it was. That's long gone, years ago. They're getting few and far between. There may be others around town, but those are the ones I remember, and all but the Rathskeller is gone, if I'm even saying that right. If there's anything else I can help you with, let me know, but I'm going to get back to what I was doing here. W8FU.
W8FU. Well, I appreciate the help and knowing that it's closed. And it's probably the one I'm thinking of. Rathskeller's been there forever. I remember the name. I never did make it there, but I do remember the name. And there's a couple guys from my area that I know have been there, so I'm sure they'd be willing to go back. Yeah, I'm not for the touristy thing. I'm for the food. One of the first things that I found in Fort Worth was Edelweiss on the south side of Fort Worth. Not the greatest part of town, but you're safe. And I was dating a coon-ass woman from Louisiana. Took her there, had no idea the food, so we set date. And funny part, I'll make this a short story. Yeah, I'll make this short, boring story as short as I can. We sit down, and the owner, I guess it was the owner or manager, come up, had a very heavy German accent. And I'm looking at the menu and talking to her, and she's about half broken French anyway. But this heavy German accent, I look up at him, and we start talking, and he asked where I was from, and I told him Michigan area. Oh, you ever been to Frankenmuth? And, you know, if I had to spell it the way he said it. And I said, yeah, I've been here quite a few times. And he's, I got friends there in Frankenmuth. So, yeah, it's, Frankenmuth's a pretty famous place. One in Reno didn't hear about it at all because I actually brought it up to the waitress. But, yeah, you make it to Fort Worth, on the south side of Fort Worth, a place called Edelweiss. You won't get better food. And they had a little oompa band going, and they were fixing to have some kind of party that night, which kind of happens all the time there anyway. 7-3, and again, I appreciate your help, Annie. Then a week later.